Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, when we go over to Italy, we're likely to encounter some very, very highly regarded big producers.
Oh, yes.
Lots of them over there.
A lot of families
that go way, way back. And it's not unusual for us branches of the family, a kid who wants to go out and try their own thing, to go out and do that.
Yes.
And set up their own operations and make some really interesting wine. The Folinari family is a real good example.
It sure is. A gentleman by the name of Guido Folinari, who I think is still involved in the big Folinari estates, but maybe not, but has gone off on his own and developed three properties, at least thus far, one of which was the property we talked several weeks ago about, the Donia Olimpia wines from Tuscany in the Bulgari area. Well, he's got two other projects that I'm now familiar with. One is the San Giorgio property, which is down in Montalcino, which is famous for Brunello. And the other one is a property called Tenuta Illuminata, which is from the Piedmont area where you have Barolo. So I went through and tasted four wines, and they're going to follow through pricing-wise kind of what you would assume. The first one, and this is from the San Giorgio property in Montalcino, is a Rosso di Montalcino, which basically is the fruit from the area in Montalcino that didn't make the cut for the Brunello.
Right.
And this is a really nice bottle of wine, wonderful sort of complex flavors, a little bit of cherry, a little bit of prune, a little bit of toast, pretty good complexity. I gave it a score of around 88, sells for about $25, so I thought that was actually pretty good value for a really nice Rosso. Now, there is a Brunello, and this is called Ugolforte, and this is terrific. You're going to find just really dense flavors. This is 100% Sangiovese Grosso, which is the specific clone of Sangiovese that goes into Brunello. Just dense and well-packed with tremendous complexity, cherry, prune, a little bit of mint, some tobacco, and a very long finish. This is a dynamite bottle of wine. Saturday night, $60, not bad at all, I thought, for a Brunello, because Brunello's going to be a whole lot more expensive than that.
Yeah, that sounds like it delivers.
Yeah, I think it really does for the money. Moving north to the Piedmont area is Tenuta Illuminata, and these are going to focus on your Barolos and your Barbera grapes. Speaking, the first one is called Colbertina. This is Tenuta Illuminata Colmatina. This is the Barbera d'Alba, and again, this is sort of your second label wine per se. This is from 2010. Nice intensity, ruby red color, a little bit of sort of violet flavors and some floral notes. There's a lot going on, and this sells for about $20. But I got to tell you, the wine that stole the show for me from Tenuta Illuminata is the 2010 Tibavio Barolo. This is unbelievable stuff. Terrific concentration. A lot of French oak aging. The wine has got just ample flavors of dark cherry, a little bit of orange sort of tones, cinnamon, clove, cherry. It's just rich, and it just knocked my socks off. It was terrific.
What year is this?
This is a 2010, so these wines have already got some wine.
A little bit of age.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Sells for about $60.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all in.
I just thought it
was terrific stuff.
If you're a fan of those wines, man, that is a good bargain. We'll put these on the website and let people take a look. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.